away on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley Caniff of Faith Talks Live Prayer, representing WSCIRLC Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston. And in a few minutes, we are going to tune into this explosion of fiery intercession at the Kansas City IHOP. And, you know, the Lord was just showing me that, like, tonight He just wanted me to just really pray, you know, like devote this, you know, at least an hour of prayer, you know, into certain areas. And I'm praying for restoration for families, you know, that the hearts of the fathers and the mothers return back to the sons and daughters. And God is doing that, a lot of that, right, even in my family right now. I just want to just give Him thanks for that. And Lord, and I just see that He's going to do this with everyone here. And this spirit of intercession going out throughout America and all over the world right now, a bonfire of prayer. And so, you know, I just want you to just like get, you know, right with the Lord and just receive Him in your heart and join the prayer. Join this bonfire of prayer in Jesus' holy name.
Until the heavy rain clouds appear. It says in James chapter 5, Elijah prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain. And Elijah prayed again that it would rain, and it rained. I tell you, this increase will not happen unless we receive the spirit of prayer. We cannot pray in our own strength. It is the Spirit who helps us in our weakness. And I feel like some of you, you feel so weak in the place of prayer. And the Lord literally wants to commission you tonight with an Elijah mantle to pray. With a mantle like He gave Elijah. To shut up the heavens by prayer. To release the rains by prayer. Because I tell you, we've been standing in this ankle deep water. We've been enjoying the ankle deep water. You know what the ankle deep does? It strengthens us to stand. The Spirit touches the ankles in the Spirit, that we might stand boldly before Him, that we might make our petition known before Him. This is what it says about Elijah in the Scriptures. He shows up out of nowhere, and he is identified as Elijah the Tishbite. I stand before the Lord God. I stand before the Lord of hosts. And the Lord is wanting to commission us to stand tonight in this coming season. In this next prophetic season, the Lord is saying, will you contend for more? Will you ask me for more? Will you contend for the breakthrough? Some of you, you labored for year upon year upon year, and we got the breakthrough 10 months ago, and the Lord is saying, will you contend for the next level? Will you go up the mountain, and will you ask for the next level? Will you ask for the next level? The Lord wants to say, it's not by might. It's not by your power. It's not because you get up at 6 a.m. that the Lord hears you. It's because you have a spirit of prayer on you and your voice is heard in heaven. It's not because of your strength. It's because of the Spirit within you crying out before the Lord. So Holy Spirit, we invite you to come right now. We invite you to come right now. You said you would give us a spirit of grace unto supplication. A spirit of grace to pray. A spirit of grace to contend. A spirit of grace to stand. And Father, I ask right now all over this room. All over this room. All over this room. You would anoint us with power in our inner man. You would anoint us with might in our inner man. You would release a spirit of prayer upon this community. Upon our Bible school. Upon our music academy. Upon our media institute. Upon our internships. Upon our staff, in the name of Jesus, we say, come Holy Spirit, give us grace to pray, release the spirit of prayer in the midst of your people, in Jesus' name. receive that fire on the altar of your heart for prayer. Now pray. 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 Begin to cry out. Oh God, send the fire of intercession, God. Oh! Send the fire of intercession, God. Oh, release the ground. Release the travail for souls, God. Release the inbreaking of a supernatural gripping. The fire of prayer. The fire of prayer. The fire of prayer. God, I ask you for that spirit of might that can see it for the breakthrough. Release the spirit of might. Let it come, God. Let it come. Release it more, 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 God. Break in. Break in, break in, break in, break in, break in. Break in, God. 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 Break in, God.
Oh,
Fire. Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son. Break in. Keep going. Lord, put fire. Put us on. Almighty God. Break in from heaven. Break in, God. Thank you. tonight. Free them tonight from every oppressive spirit, every tormenting spirit, every lie that says my voice doesn't make a difference anyway. Every spirit of God, we break your power in Jesus' name. praise God, our own strength and His might within us. The Lord right now is breaking off hindrances to His Spirit, so we might give ourselves to the place of prayer at a new level. He's breaking off hindrances. He's breaking off the power of addiction. He's breaking off the power of lesser loves over our hearts, that we might give ourselves to Him at a new level. There's some in this room, you've allowed lesser loves to lay hold of your heart. Entertainment, certain areas of relationships and entertainment, certain addictions to TV and to recreation. Not that are bad in themselves, but there are lesser loves that hinder the movement of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And it's not by might that we're going to enter into this next season. It's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God within us. It's by the Spirit of grace within us that we can cry out to the Lord. You're in this room right now, and you know that you have given yourself in a way that the Lord, that doesn't please the Lord in your life. It will be different for everyone, but you know that there is compromise and area in your life. And you're saying, I want to surrender tonight. I need you to break the power of that thing in my life. I want you to raise your hand. You know that's you, maybe. Look at that all over the room. Just gather around these ones right now. You need to repent and renounce of those things right now. You need to actually say before the Lord, I break my agreement with it. I turn away from it. God, give me grace. God, help me in this season to lay it down for the greater love. You see, the power of intercession is called the joy of the Lord. The power of intercession is the wine of the Spirit. It's that we cannot get enough of His presence, that we have to be in His presence. And the things that hold us back from His presence, those lesser loves, will cause us to become weak and cold in the place of prayer, so that prayer is not a delight, but it's a burden. And the Lord wants to move us from the place of duty to the place of delight. He wants to move us from the place that it's a heavy burden to the place where we know His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And He wants to break the power of the hold of those lesser things over our lives tonight. So again, if you know that's you, if you know that you've given yourself in a way that you shouldn't, to lesser loves, whatever that means to you, I want you to raise your hand right now. Just raise it real high all over the room. We want the rest of the room to look around, twos and threes, just gather around them and pray for them. Ask the Lord to release grace on their heart. But I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this. If you have been involved in sin, you cannot have someone pray you out of sin. You actually need to repent of what you've been doing. You need to turn away from it violently. Some of you, you need to change your schedule. Some of you, you need to throw certain things away. There was a young lady some months ago, she emailed us. She said, I was addicted to a crime show on TV. She said, I had all the TV series on DVD. And she said, I felt great sadness as I threw that in the trash can. She said, there was a great sadness overwhelmed me as I threw my DVDs in the trash can. But she said, as I did it, as it in practical ways broke my agreement with that lesser love, I felt a demonic presence leave my life. And she says, I felt lighter and I felt the joy of the Lord in my spirit. And for some of you tonight, that's what you have to do. You have to make a decision before the Lord. And I want to invite some of you, more of you, just to keep your hand raised if you're still here. You've got no one praying for you. If you're praying with someone, I encourage you, ask them. Just walk them through that process very simply of renouncing their agreement with that thing. You're praying for them. You don't need to hear it, but they need to renounce it before God. Lord, I ask that you would release a grace upon hearts all over this room. I ask that you break the power of lesser loves in our lives tonight. That you would set us free from giving ourselves to that which encumbers, to that which entangles us in the things of the world. When you are inviting us into the superior pleasure of knowing you and standing before you. Come, Holy Spirit. Release joy. Release the joy of your Spirit tonight. Bring freedom in this room and intoxicate us with your delight Intoxicate us with your joy. Fill us, Lord. Fill us with that joy that empowers prayer to the highest degree. With that joy that empowers intercession. Because we have to be in your presence. Because there's no place we'd rather be. Come, Holy Spirit. It's been Christ all over this room tonight. Increase your presence right now. We worship you, Jesus.
Seek the Lord, and you will find Him. This is Seek, Christian Internet Radio Outreach, WSCIRO, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
sycamore written in this wave or written in this face. Holy Spirit, here I am. 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 Touch me. Fill me. You're feeling the presence of the Lord right now. Just raise your hand right now. You're feeling His presence. I'm not talking you're feeling excited from the music. You're feeling His presence touching you. Just raise your hand right now. Lord, just turn to someone next to you. It's like everyone in the room. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to release that river of joy all over this room. Release that river of your joy. Release that river of your love all over this room. Fill us with your joy, Lord. There is joy in your presence. Just turn to someone next to you, because almost everyone has their hand raised. Just say, Lord, fill my brother. Fill my sister. Lord, just fill them right now. Just release it, Lord. The Lord, I tell you, the Lord is getting ready to release joy in the house of prayer. The Lord is releasing joy in the house of prayer. He's releasing joy that we can stand before Him. It's joy that empowers us to love Him. It's joy that empowers us to ask Him. It's joy that empowers us to live for Him. It's not our own joy, it's His joy that breaks down every barrier of resistance, every barrier of self-hatred and shame and fear. Increase your presence all over this room right now, Lord. Touch the worship team, Lord. Release them. Fight, line, win. More. In fact, I want this whole team. I want this whole team right now, just for a minute or two. I want you to come down and stand at the front. I want some of our IHOP U students, our seniors and our juniors, some of our IHOP U students, come and pray for this worship team. They've poured out for month after month after month. We want to pray for them. Ross, just get some people. For any of our IHOP worship teams that are in the room right now, I want you to come up, stand at the front. I feel like the Lord wants to release a refreshing to our IHOP worship teams tonight. He wants to release a fresh measure of His joy, a fresh measure of His presence. If you're a singer or musician on our IHOP worship team, whatever section you're in, maybe you're in the international section, maybe you're in the fifth section, just come up. Father, pour out the wine of the worship teams. Pour out your wine upon our worship teams tonight. Just raise your hand if that's you. You're here tonight. I saw Tim somewhere. I know if he's still here. Just touch Tim Reimer, God. Just fill him right now. Fill him right now, Lord. Every member of every IHOP worship team, just raise your hand if that's you. If you're a singer, a musician on one of our teams, the Lord's releasing a fresh breath in your sails in this season. There's fresh breath in your sails this season. There's fresh breath in your sails this season. More, Lord. Increase your presence, Lord. Release oracles, prophetic songs. Oh, songs from heaven. Songs from heaven. Sounds from heaven, Lord, release them. Oh, boldness, fire, wine, wind. Touch Corey, touch Laura. Touch that team, touch every team that has served in this awakening. This last 10 months or so, God, I ask you to refresh them, God. New songs! New songs! New songs! Some of you have been asking the Lord for new songs. Just raise your hand if that's you. You've been asking the Lord for new songs, prophetic songs. In fact, I want our FMA students as well. Any FMA students, I want you to come up here tonight. Just raise your hand, FMA students. There might not even be room. Singers and musicians as well. Just come up. The Lord is putting fresh wind in the sails of the singers, of the minstrels. Joy! Oh, touch Ross, Lord. Fill him right now. Pow! Pow! Release the Davids, God. Release the songwriters. Release the songs of deliverance. The songs of deliverance. The songs of deliverance. The sounds of deliverance. Release an anointing on the dancers as well tonight, God. On the dancers tonight. Raise your hand if you're a dancer. But raise your hand if you came up to receive prayer because you're a musician or a singer. I want to make sure. Oh, look at that. Glory. Oh, God, we ask you, release the anointing upon the company of singers and musicians, even those watching by web stream. There's some of you watching by web stream and you've got your fledgling house of prayer. And the Lord is going to put wind in your sails in this next season. Lord, release the breath of heaven upon the singer. Release the breath of heaven upon the singer. Upon the singers of the love songs. If you don't have anyone praying for you right now, just raise your hand. Just gather around them. Let's look around. The rest of the room becomes the ministry team. Around the throne, intercession is carried by love songs. Intercession is empowered by love songs. David's tabernacle, intercession was carried by 4,000 musicians, 288 singers. It's the love songs that write the knowledge of God upon our hearts. It's the love songs that empower us to pray. It's the truth of who God is and who we are to Him, as it's conveyed by music that breaks open the heavens. It's the musicians that bring us into that corporate agreement with the knowledge of God. Come, Holy Spirit, touch them tonight. Raise them up in houses of prayer all over this nation, all over the nations of the earth tonight. In New Zealand tonight, God, touch IHOP. Touch the house of prayer in Tauranga, God. Touch them this morning as it is right in New Zealand right now. God, touch Aaron and Christy Waltz. God, touch their workers and their fellow laborers in New Zealand, God. Put wind in their sails in the name of Jesus. Release your grace upon them, God. Break in with the wine of your joy in New Zealand today. In Australia, God, break in today with your joy. Strengthen their hearts. Those who stand by day and by night in the house of the Lord. In England, God. Touch them, God, in IHOP London, God. Touch them in the house of prayer in London, God. Release grace upon them in Glasgow. Release grace upon them in Birmingham and Manchester, God. Release grace upon them in Canada. Raise up your house of prayer, God. Raise up the singers and musicians. Anointing joy. We're in no hurry tonight. We've got hours left. The Lord has given us hours just to wait and receive from Him. Do you know that upper room, it was not all talking to God, it was receiving from God. There's more lines in the Bible about what they received than what they said. Tongues of fire, mighty rushing wind, wine of the Spirit, Lord, pour it out tonight. His praise to the ends of the earth. Some of you are called even to plant houses of prayer in other nations. To plant houses of prayer in other nations. You know that's you. I want you to raise your hand. You know you're called to serve or plant houses of prayer in other nations of the world. God, I ask that you would pour out your Spirit tonight. I ask God that you would release a commissioning from heaven tonight. I ask that you would release the name of nations. God, that you would make connections in the Spirit. Oh. Lord's releasing a prophetic spirit. He's going to release encounters. Some of you sing it. Some of you sing it. New sounds, Lord. New sounds, new sounds, new sounds. Some of you have been asking the Lord for a breakthrough in the realm of encounter with the Lord, for dreams and visions, for prophetic encounters, to see in the Spirit, to see in the Spirit, to see in the Spirit. Then I want Shelley to come up in just a minute. I want you to pray for the release of seeing, for these singers, for the release of seeing in the Spirit. I want Caleb and I want Seth to come up in a minute if you can. I want you to pray for the release of new sounds from heaven. Caleb Culver and Seth Yates, I don't know where you are, on the ground somewhere. You can go back to receiving right after, but I feel like you're supposed to release something. The Lord wants you to release something in the Spirit to the musicians. Sounds from heaven. But entering into the courts of the Lord and releasing, hearing the sounds that the Lord is surrounds His throne with.
The Lord is releasing a fresh level of the prophetic encounters in the heavens. Increase your presence tonight. Increase your presence, Lord. Let this be a marking. Let this be a marking. Some of you, you have not taken your calling seriously, the Lord says. Some of you, you are doing this. Some of you, you are singing on teams. You are not taking your calling seriously yet, the Lord says. The Lord says, I gave you a calling like I gave David, and you're just biding your time until something better comes along. And the Lord says, I am setting you in my house. I am establishing you in my house like I established David over my house. I am establishing you, and you need to take your calling seriously. You need to begin to ask me for revelation, for the spirit of revelation to rest upon you. Some of you are saying, I want to be like Misty Edwards. It's just going to drop from heaven. And the Lord says, no, it's going to come as you ask me. It's going to come as you contend in the Spirit. It's going to come as you spend time in my Word. It's going to come. It's not going to just drop on you. You need to contend for your calling. You need to enter into your calling. I want John to come up as well. John, I want you to come up and pray for the release of prophetic songs and oracles. Come, Holy Spirit.
God, I just lift up every singer, every musician in this place right now. God, I'm asking that you would release the oracle of the Lord. God, that which Jeremiah spoke, that he was like a drunken man, like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of his holy word. Would you release a drunkenness on the word of God, that men and women in this room would be so rooted and grounded in the love of God that they would speak forth the oracles of the Lord without fear of man, without any fear of reproach. God, that they would declare and proclaim Jesus, the bridegroom, king and judge. God, I'm asking for oracles, for the prophetic song to come forth upon musicians, upon singers. Would you release it tonight? God, would you mark many as messengers, as those who will declare the word in power and authority? Would you release melodies from heaven? God, I'm asking, would you release power from on high, Lord, upon those, God, who have told us and told that they can't do it, who have been told that there's limitations? God, I'm asking, Lord, for the creative gifting to be stirred up in musicians tonight. God, I'm asking for new patterns, that no longer would we take our cues from the world, but God, that the fresh sound will come out of houses of prayer all over the nation. God, I'm asking you to release it tonight. The new sound, new patterns, new rhythms. God, release the new song in this place, in this room. Would you cause hearts to burn at the preaching and the proclamation of your word? God, that it would be something that is yet to be touched. Lord, that it would be something that we have to touch your heart, and we have to declare it to a generation that is so entrenched and intoxicated by a sensual, earthly, depressed song, that a song would come forth in this generation that breaks the heavy yoke, that breaks the heavy yoke of bondage, of religion. God, release the song that breaks the heavy yoke, God. He has given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And the garment of praise isn't going to look like it's always looked. There's a new garment. There's a new garment, says the Lord, and I'm releasing it. And if you say yes, and if you say yes, and that first garment, that garment is the garment of humility, and it is the garment of righteousness. It is being clothed in the love of God and being rooted and grounded. And there's a garment of praise to break the spirit of heaviness. God, release it tonight. Release the new garment in the name of Jesus.
Yes, come more. More, increase. The Lord is challenging some of you right now to break your alliances with the spirit of the age. You're taking your cues in music from the spirit of the age. You're listening to the sounds of the earth instead of the sounds of heaven. And the sounds of the earth will not break the power of the enemy. The sounds of the enemy cannot break the sounds of the enemy, cannot break the power of the enemy, because there is an alliance with darkness there. And some of you are looking to see how better you can be, how much more like the musicians of the world you can be. And the Lord is saying, you need to break your alliance with darkness tonight. You need to break your alliance with darkness tonight, because you're taking your cues from men and women who are bound in addictions. You're taking your cues from men and women who are bound in immorality and perversion. And the sounds that they are hearing are the sounds of the earth. And what does light and darkness have in common with each other? And you, the Lord says, you need to get into the prayer room. You need to get into the place of prayer. You need to come up higher. And you need to hear. You need to hear what is sung in heaven. You need to hear what is played in heaven. And some of you are saying, but I don't have confidence that I will hear something that is better. And the Lord says, you need to break your goal of becoming famous. You need to break your goal of having a reputation in the eyes of men, and make your goal having a reputation before heaven, that demons would move, that angels would move, that demons would tremble when you sing, that demons would tremble when you play. What are you doing trying to be famous in the eyes of the world when you can be famous before heaven if you will come up higher? Oh, come Holy Spirit. If you know that's you, if you know there are alliances in your heart in the area of music with darkness, where you are taking your cues from the spirit of the age, I want you to raise your hand right now. You know you've got to break your agreement tonight. What you listen, the way you dress, the things you listen to, the way you play, the way you approach singing, you are taking your cues, not mostly from those who are consumed with God, but those who are saturated in the spirit of this age. And the Lord is saying, break your agreement tonight. Break your agreement tonight. Break your agreement tonight. Turn, 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 turn. And I will release a sound through you that will shake the kingdom of darkness. I will release a song through you that will make the powers of darkness tremble. Tremble, tremble. Oh, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. More, more, more. Seth, come up here. Seth, I want you to come up. I want you to share. Just keep receiving from the Lord, but I want Seth to share. And then he and Caleb are going to pray, but I want you to share, because it's along these lines that the Lord gave you some revelation a little while ago. And I feel like it's important for some of you to hear what Seth has to say.
A few years ago, I had a dream. And I was asking the Lord to release just a greater revelation to me of just on music and worship. And I had this dream, and an angel came to me in a dream and told me to go after the melodies of heaven, to go after the music of heaven. And in the dream, we ignored the angel, and we started to play what sounded good, and the angel, you know, disappeared. And I saw the word Moriah burned into a wall in front of me. So I woke up and I looked up what Moriah meant. Moriah actually means God is my provider, or God is my teacher. And I began to have a series of dreams where God began to give me blueprints showing me the anointing that the enemy would put on song and secular music that would actually corrupt who you were slowly over time until you became exactly who the enemy wanted, until your whole life began to revolve around you. So, basically, the Lord has just highlighted to me that there's these two worship movements going on, one that will worship God and one that will worship man, which is ultimately darkness and sin. And if God just began to outline these two movements, and it just realized that the anointings don't mix. The Holy Spirit's anointing does not mix with this world's anointing. So many musicians and singers say, I need to go to the world. I need to store up that power there and that talent there and give it to the Holy Spirit and say, now anoint me. Take what I've taken from the world and let's redeem it. And the Holy Spirit says, no, I am pouring out my spirit in the fullness. And as Caleb has got this word from the Lord, he said, to the musicians and singers without mixture, I will pour out my spirit without measure. to the musicians and singers without mixture, I will pour out my spirit without measure. So God, I ask that you would set us apart, that you would shine your light, God, that you would anoint our hands to play for you only, that you would anoint our tongues to sing your praises only, that we would not store up things from this world and try to give it to you and say, here, redeem this, but say, God, here I am, fill me, and release the testimony of Jesus, the testimony of Jesus, that heaven would open over these singers and musicians, the healings would break out through song, the deliverance would break out through song, God, that you would set people free through the songs that you anoint. God, would you come and anoint us, anoint your singers and musicians.
Come, right now. This is a really serious moment. If you know that there is a mixture in your life and you're saying, I need the Spirit without measure on my music, I need to go to a new level in my music, I need a music that causes demons to leave, I need to be free from compromise, I want you to raise your hand right now. I want you to raise your hand right now. You're saying, I need a song that breaks the power of the evil one. I need a song that breaks the power of the enemy. The Lord says, I want to release to you the sounds of heaven, the Spirit without mixture, the Spirit without measure to the man or woman without mixture in their life. Right now, come, Holy Spirit. Bring freedom. Bring freedom, God. We break our agreement with darkness tonight. We break our agreement with those things that we have listened to that have corrupted the pure sound that you want to bring forth in Jesus' name. God, I ask that you would raise up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those who would not bow down and worship when the song of Babylon is played. Father, I ask that you would raise up fearless musicians and singers who would come out of Babylon and listen to the new song, to listen to the rhythm, the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is stirring himself up like a man of war. Will you sing the new song? Will you sing his praises to the ends of the earth? You cannot sing something of the world. You cannot sing something of the world. It is not new. There is nothing new under the sun. But he is calling forth musicians and singers to sing the new song, to prepare the way of the Lord through song. And you cannot do it with mixture. You cannot do it if you haven't come out of Babylon. The Lord says, tonight, come out of Babylon. Tonight, consecrate your ears. Tonight, consecrate your heart. Come out of Babylon. Come out of Babylon and sing the new song. Sing the new song. Sing the new song. Sing the new song. Sing the new song and his praises to the end of the earth. Father, raise up musicians and singers without mixture. Those with ears to hear and eyes to see. Raise up the 14, 15, 16-year-olds without mixture who do not bow their knee to Baal but have come out of Babylon and have ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying and release the song of the Lord throughout the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God, I ask for the singers and musicians. God, I ask that you would release the new song. I even hear the Lord saying, what are you listening to, singers? What are you listening to, musicians? Consecrate your ears. Consecrate your ears. The Lord's wanting to release the new song, and that new song comes out of a place of consecration of the ears, out of a place of consecration before the Lord. So God, I ask these singers and musicians, God, I ask that you would release songs from heaven, that you would release melodies from heaven. God, I ask for dreams with songs in it, God, that you would release it. You would begin to release it tonight. Dreams with melodies intertwined, God, that the prophetic singers would begin to see as well, that they would see in the Spirit. God, I ask that you would release that seer anointing to musicians and singers to see in the Spirit, that they would sing in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, release it.
Yes, Lord. More. Increase, Lord. Increase, Lord. Increase, Lord. Increase, Lord. Increase, Lord.
There's some of you not up here. There's some of you hung your guitar up years ago. There's some of you that you haven't sung because of a lie that was spoken over you, that your voice was no good, that you had no talent, that you had no ability. And the Lord is saying, it's time to take a stand, because you know that you are called to this. You know that you are called to be one who stands, ministers before the Lord in song and in music. And you even play at home sometimes. You even play behind closed doors. And the Lord is saying, it's okay to play behind closed doors, but you need to sign up with your calling. You need to re-sign up tonight. If that's you, I want you to stand and raise your hand right now. You know that's you. You've got to sign up again. You've got to sign up again. You said, no, I'm going to trade. There's some of you even, you said, you know what? I'm a worship leader, but I'd rather be a preacher. There's some of you said, I'm a musician, but it's cooler to be a preacher. It's cooler to be a prophet. And the Lord says, I want you to sing the songs of Zion. I want you to play the songs of Zion, because to this you were called. Just gather around them all over the room right now. There's many of you all over the room. I want to get some of those who are on our worship teams to gather around these ones who have their hands raised right now. Call them forth in the name of Jesus. We break the power of every lie that is spoken against them. There's still many with no one praying for them. I want to get some of you, just take a look around. If there's someone with their hands raised, gather around them right now. We're praying that the Lord would break the power of the enemy's lie, that they cannot do this, that they should not do this, that the Lord would sign them up again in the ranks of the musicians, in the ranks of the singers, that He would break the power of every lie of the enemy. Now listen, for some of you this doesn't mean getting on a platform. For some of you this means just getting your guitar and actually playing it again. Actually singing again in a secret place. Because you know what? It makes a difference when you sing. It makes a difference when you play. It moves the heart of God. It causes demons to shift. It causes angels to move. So come, Lord. Release it, Lord. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Oh, Lord, release the prophetic spirit upon them tonight in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, we just ask that you just release the spirit of David, the worshiping spirit right now, Lord, and I just consecrate myself and I repent, Jesus, for like just hanging up my drums and hanging up the dance, Lord, just because I was hurt, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you would just, I just ask for forgiveness for those people, Lord, that, you know, discouraged me and that just wanted to, said harmful things that just made me just hang everything up. Lord, I ask, Lord, for a fresh anointing, Lord, for those people who are hurt, who have also been hurt in worship ministries, Lord, that were really making a difference in the kingdom. And, Lord, we just ask that your spirit of forgiveness would prevail. We ask for, that we rededicate our lives to the worship of heaven in the throne room. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, can you release the new melodies for this time to your people, to myself in the night season? Can you give us dreams and visions in the night? And Lord, Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is singing into us from heaven. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Let us be attentive. Let us not be distracted. Let us not be distracted. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for a new release of the sounds of heaven and a new commitment to the intimacy of worship through the sounds of heaven. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to lift our communion for this right now, for everything that you've given us. I just thank you, Lord. I ask, Lord, to just, that as we break the bread and we offer it up to you, Lord, you died for this. Lord, you were calling worshipers. That's what you were doing during the Last Supper. You were calling us. You were calling all of humanity to a higher standard, a higher way of worship, of just living a life of worship. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord, make us one with you. Oh, Lord, let us marry you in the worship. We thank you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Come into my life, Lord, that are listening on Facebook, on YouTube, on MySpace, on Vimeo, any of the other social media venues, Lord, especially the ones on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, Jesus. Come into our heart in a very special way. And Lord, we ask that you raise the standard of worship even higher, Lord. That it would be something, though, that we can also receive and that we can also grab hold of. We thank you, Lord, and just, Lord, show up in a very special way with your people. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that no one will be disappointed who call upon your name, who have a love to just bask in your presence and in your love and in your glory, not so that they can glory in themselves, but so they can just, you know, glory in you and who you are. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And Lord, in like manner, we take the blood of Yeshua, and we just offer it up as a pleasing sacrifice to you, as our pleasing worship before you, as our consecration before you. And we ask you to touch your people, that you would anoint their tongues, you would anoint their hearts, you would anoint their ears and eyes so that they may hear and see and feel the sounds of heaven in Jesus' name. That they would become the sounds of heaven. That they would become the trumpet sound in this day. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Receive the body of Christ, my friend. Receive the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it was an awesome time IHOP. I was not there physically, but I was there spiritually, and we were just able to be blessed with technology that we were able to, at a drop of a dime, when the Lord said record it, I immediately took notice, and I just went for it. So I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. You can, if you want to become part of the prayer room at IHOP, and you don't have the money to fly out to Kansas City, you're just going to go to ihop.org. That's ihop.org. Click on prayer room, and there they will be. All right? So God bless you. I love you. And thank you for listening to Faith Talk Live Prayer on WSCIRL. Bye now.
day, fire by night, cloud by day, fire by night, keep your resting place. Cloud by day, fire by night, cloud by day, fire by night, cloud by day, fire by night, I'll be your resting place.